Citadel-backed EDXM launches a blockchain Korean won derivative to crack Asia FX, EDXM International. The Singapore-based crypto derivatives venue, chaired by Citadel Securities CEO Peng Zhao, has launched a blockchain-based Korean won derivative product aimed at institutional traders in Asia's foreign exchange market, Bloomberg reported on March 24. The move puts one of Wall Street's most influential market makers at the intersection of two converging forces: the Korean won's dominance in crypto trading, and South Korea's push to internationalize the currency ahead of its MSCI developed market bid. Why the won matters to crypto: the Korean won is not a minor currency in crypto circles. In 2025, KRW-denominated crypto trading volume reached $722 billion across centralized exchanges, making it the second most used fiat currency for crypto transactions globally, trailing only the US dollar. In Q1 2024, the won briefly surpassed the dollar as the world's most traded fiat against crypto, hitting $456 billion in a single quarter. That volume is concentrated on domestic exchanges like Upbit and Bithumb, where retail participation runs deep. South Korea's Financial Services Commission reported that roughly 20% of the population, over 10 million people, actively trades crypto. The gap between won-denominated spot volume and won-denominated derivatives access is exactly what EDXM is targeting. What EDXM is building: EDXM International operates as a perpetual futures exchange with a central clearinghouse model. Its backers read like a who's who of traditional finance: Citadel Securities, Fidelity Investments, Virtue Financial, Sequoia Capital, and Pantera Capital. The board chair is Peng Zhao, CEO of Citadel Securities, the firm that handles roughly 25% of all U.S. equity volume. The venue already lists 44 perpetual futures pairs across BTC, ETH, SOL, XRP, and other major assets. Adding a blockchain-based won derivative extends its product set beyond pure crypto into the hybrid zone where traditional FX meets on-chain settlement. The product's specific mechanics, whether it functions as a perpetual, a non-deliverable forward, or another structure, were not disclosed in the initial Bloomberg report. What is clear: the instrument settles on blockchain infrastructure rather than through the legacy correspondent banking system that dominates Asian FX. Korea is opening the door. The timing is not accidental. South Korea's finance ministry announced earlier this year that the onshore FX market will shift to 24-hour operations starting July 2026, replacing the current system that effectively shuts down at 2 a.m. local time. The reform is part of a comprehensive roadmap to win MSCI developed market classification. Alongside the extended hours, Korea is establishing an offshore won settlement system for overnight transactions, including the won in the Refinitiv benchmark rate for global pricing, and simplifying foreign institution registration using the Legal Entity Identifier, LEI, system. For institutional crypto traders in Asia, this creates a practical opening. A 24/7 won FX market combined with blockchain-settled won derivatives means fewer gaps between when crypto trades and when the underlying fiat settles. The current mismatch, crypto markets running around the clock while won liquidity disappears after Korean market hours, has been a persistent friction point for arbitrageurs and hedgers operating across time zones. The TradFi to crypto pipeline keeps widening. EDXM's won derivative is the latest example of traditional financial infrastructure providers building directly on crypto rails rather than simply adding crypto products to existing platforms. Citadel Securities backed Layer Zero's Zero blockchain in February 2026, designed specifically for institutional capital markets. MasterCard acquired BVNK for $1.8 billion to own stablecoin settlement rails. Banks are building tokenized deposits to compete with stablecoin issuers. The pattern is consistent. Wall Street is not waiting for crypto to come to traditional markets. It is rebuilding traditional market products on blockchain infrastructure and bringing institutional liquidity with it. For crypto card users in South Korea and across Asia, the downstream effect is gradual but real. More institutional won liquidity on-chain means tighter spreads on won-to-crypto conversions, which eventually flows through to lower costs on card top-ups and cross-border spending. That is still several steps away from a consumer product. But the plumbing is being laid. Market context, As of March 24, 2026, BTC trades at 75.18, 3.9% over 24 hours, ETHE at 2,040, 4.4%, and SOL at 90.89, 5.5%. The fear and greed index sits at 33 fear, reflecting broader market caution despite the day's green candles. The won itself has been under pressure, breaching 1,500 per dollar in mid-March, as geopolitical tensions fueled a dollar rush across Asia.